Welcome back to In Focus. Brady Bowman with you on this Wednesday post July 4th morning, 9:25, here in the K-Man studios. Any questions, comments, concerns, give us a call, 785-537-1350. I'm now here with Melissa Lindenberger with the American Red Cross. Melissa, welcome.
Thank you.
Have a fun 4th. Do anything cool? Go to Wamego?
Brought my grandparents and my 7-year-old out to Wamego for the evening, yes. We spent some time with some friends out there and right along the parade route, so we had perfect seats.
And your review, how was the show?
It was great, as always.
I heard a little bit. I didn't go down there. I saw what I could see from the Manhattan Hill, which actually I was able to kind of get a decent view. It was kind of cool. You could see all the fireworks really across the city, and of course you can see a little bit of Wamego's show. I did hear a little bit of what we put together on our sister station 104.7. I heard it start with the Captain America theme music, so that had me hooked right there. But good reviews all around from last night. As far as what you're here to talk about, blood drives are going on. Just a busy time for the American Red Cross.
Yes, that's right. We have Battle of the Badges later this month, and we have other blood drives locally and throughout the region. You can find out any local blood drives by going to redcrossblood.org. And this time of year, we have a critical blood shortage, and it's Red Cross has issued an emergency call for eligible blood donors of all blood types to give now and to help save lives. This time of year, we have a lot of people going on vacation around July 4th, and so we're short about 700 blood drives. And so what they do is they open up more than 25,000 additional appointment slots at donation centers and community blood drives across the country over the next few weeks to accommodate that need. And so eligible donors of all blood types are urged to make donations as soon as they can, just to help us make up for that need. All blood has to be used within 42 days of the donation, so we have a short time to kind of make up that loss.
And is this common this time of year, or is this year a little the need higher than usual?
It is common this time of year. We have a lot of people going on vacation over the summer, and so community organizations, places of worship, schools aren't in session. A lot of those blood drives that happen year-round aren't happening this time of year, especially around the July 4th weekend.
And I didn't realize, I guess. I guess I was just assumed when with blood drives that you can just keep blood for quite a while, but really only 42 days.
Only 42 days, yes.
Wow, that's surprising.
And what they do is they try to use the blood locally if they can, and then if they can't use it locally, then they'll ship it to where it's needed. For example, the last one I gave almost 2 months ago now was they assess the local needs, and then if it's not needed here, they will ship it somewhere. And so mine ended up going to Baylor University in Dallas, the medical center there. And so you get an email saying how you've helped, and that's always cool to kind of see how you've helped in your local community and how you've helped other places as well.
Very nice.
One thing that can also help with the blood shortage is that eligible donors with types O, A negative, and B negative blood are urged to make a power red donation. And that's not available at all blood drives, but it is available at the large blood drives, and a lot of ours locally will do that. And power red donors can give a concentrated dose of red blood cells during a single donation, allowing them to maximize their impact. During this type of donation, red blood cells are separated from other blood components, and the plasma and platelets are safely and comfortably returned to the donor. And so what they do is type O negative is the universal blood type, and emergency personnel reach for that when there's no time to determine the blood type of other patients in most serious situations. And so people that are able to give those specific blood types are urged to do so, especially this time of year when it's most needed. And we're in a shortage, and that really helps because they're able to give more at one time, and then they can give every 112 days instead of 56 days.
For anybody that's considering giving for the first time, maybe they're a little nervous about it, and maybe have an issue with needles. I used to have a big issue with needles, but then in college I started giving plasma because I was a poorer person then. So
yeah, you can make money that way.
Exactly. But for anybody who's thinking about doing some of this for the first time, what kind of tips do you have for them to kind of get ready and prepare?
Just sit back and relax. You can do a lot of the pre-work ahead of time by going online. You'll get a link that shows you the information that you can go online, do your health history ahead of time. That saves time once you get to the donation appointment. If you don't have a donation appointment, you can show up at a blood donation drive, and you can go ahead and sign up to do it then if there's time, or you can sign up for a later time. And it's really not scary. I was the same way. I never liked needles. I have veins that hide is a good way to say it. I've got small veins and they're hard to find. And so I've always been very leery about doing that, but I've been able to do it again for the past few years. And I've really enjoyed being able to give back that way. A lot of people want to give back to the community and want to do something, but don't have time. And this is a great way for them to do so. And so you just go in, you let them do their thing, and you just sit back and relax. And it's interesting to hear the stories of the people around you and hear the stories of the people that are working the blood drive, and you can learn a lot just going to those and doing it for the first time. And we urge new donors to do so. We really do need them, so we appreciate anyone who's willing to do it.
And usually these things are kind of all day, so it's kind of whenever you have time to go, you can go. It's no real specific time necessarily.
Yeah, if you can ahead of time, we do suggest that you make an appointment to do it. You can just go to the blood donation app, which you can download on your phone, or you can call 1-800-RED-CROSS and make an appointment over the phone, or you can go online to redcrossblood.org and make an appointment there. If you're not able to make an appointment and you just want to show up, you're welcome to do that as well, because we can usually fit you in.
As far as before and after you give, any suggestions as far as how little or how much someone should eat beforehand? I assume just drinking a lot of water, which is, you know, always an everyday sort of health tip that you should do. What are some of those things involved?
Yes, I would suggest eating, just because that way you keep your blood sugar up and that type of thing. Eat normally. You don't have to eat anything extra. Drink lots of water. I usually go ahead and drink probably 32 to 64 ounces the morning of a blood drive, just so that I make sure that I'm going to be able to give the blood. And I do think that's something that's important, just so that you can go in and you can do it. And it's a little faster that way, I think. But it's easier to find your veins when you're hydrated, obviously. And then after a blood drive, they do suggest that you drink a lot of water, drink extra to make up for what you've lost. And they do have snacks and drinks available at the blood drive as well to encourage that.
There you go. Just a little after 9:30, let's go ahead and go to a break, and we'll come back and talk more with Melissa Lindenberger, the American Red Cross, right here on In Focus.